How you feel going into week one here?
Feeling really good. You know, starting to come along, starting to feel a lot better. You know, starting to, like, you know, just get confidence in myself for like going out there and making sure, you know, everything gonna go as well. My body feel better and things like that. So, you know, just keep up on the things I'm continuing doing. I'm getting better.
You feel like the motor memory is kind of coming back for you with the muscles and everything, you know, flipping your hips, turning and running with guys, things like that.
Yeah, everything started to come back into motion. You know, just got to stay up on things, stay up on my treatment, you know, just continue to get better and better every day.
Every week is a challenge at your position. This week is no different. Big fellas, no matter which side they're lining up on. I mean, even their tight end's big. So, you know, just your thoughts going in, and, you know, did the Tampa game help at all going against big fellas?
It did and it didn't. You know, it's they both two different set, two different types of receiver for both sides. You know, what I'm saying, with the other big guys, you know, kind of bigger. They both kind of like similar in speed wise. Marshall more kind of like slimming, the Vincent Jackson more like kind of like physical, coming out the ball, things like that. Alshon Jeffrey is a guy that, you know what I'm saying, better go up and get the ball. Pretty much all of them go up and get the ball, but he real obsessional with going up and get the ball, things like that. You know, you got to really go attack the ball and be physical with these guys.
So even though these guys are both tall, they have different things that they lean on with their individual games. Would you agree with that? Like you're saying, you know, Brandon's a guy that'll, you know, put his elbow in your chest if he needs to.
Most definitely, though, Brandon's the guy, you know, he's going to get more physical. I haven't seen if Ashton haven't been physical as much as Marshall, but, you know, he worked out with him on this offseason, so, you know, he probably learned a few things from him, and you know, I've been playing with him for a couple years now. So, you know, you got to just be prepared for big guys to be much physical than, you know, the smaller guys.
When you are facing a strong-armed quarterback who gets it out quick, how much more pressure does that put on you? Because, you know, you got to watch the short routes, but you also don't want to give up anything cheap or deep. So when you have a quarterback with that strong an arm who can get it out that fast, you really got to be on your toes, right?
Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? Stay on top of the receivers. You know, make sure you do that, you know, and the front seven, you know, front four, you know, got to make sure they get there. Put pressure on this guy. You know, he don't perform pretty much on the pressure too much. You know, he's a gunslinger. He put the ball out there, you know, strong arm. So, you know, being with the big tall receiver for a defensive back, we have to stay on top. And, you know, for the front four, they got to get to the quarterback and put pressure on him.
And at the same time, as you said, he will put it out there.
Most definitely.
So that means opportunities potentially too, right?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, Jay Cutler's a guy, you know, he gonna throw the ball. You know, he got very high confidence in himself with throwing the ball. He believed he can make every throw, you know, and with the guys that's a quarterback like that, you know, it's a chance that you're going to get picked, so you got to be able to make sure you're in the right position and make the play.
How about you and Stephon? You know, both of you did not have a ton of time on the practice field, in training camp, even in the preseason. Do you guys feel like you have it locked down where it'll all just kind of fall back into place come Sunday?
It's coming. You know, it's coming along. You know, we're working hard. You know, we had off-season surgery this off-season. You know, we're working real hard to get back to our form. You know, but it's gonna be a challenge for the both of us. You know, we're gonna go out there. We're gonna play hard. No matter what percentage we are going out there, we're gonna go out there and win. And that's the main thing that we focus on and what we're gonna do.